From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama meets today at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. As Stuart Cohen reports, next month's climate change summit in Copenhagen is likely to be high on the agenda for the two leaders.
Kevin Rudd was planning to be in the neighborhood, so he thought he'd stop by for a visit. The Prime Minister spent the weekend at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Trinidad. Climate change dominated that conference, where leaders of the 53-member Commonwealth agreed to throw their full weight behind making sure the Copenhagen summit is a success. Passing climate change legislation is likely to be one of the key subjects discussed between Rudd and President Obama, a point he made clear to the Australian Parliament before leaving for the trip.
I would have thought it is a good thing for the Australia-U.S. relationship, I would have think it's a good thing in terms of the alliance between our two great democracies.
Kevin Rudd faces stiff opposition from ultra-conservative politicians to an emissions trading bill working its way through Parliament. Rudd has made it a priority to get it passed before heading to Copenhagen. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The death toll in the bombing of a passenger train in Russia has risen to 26. One of those injured in the bombing and derailment died today. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Police have released a composite sketch of a man believed to be involved in the bombing. Friday's derailment of the luxury overnight Nevsky Express train from Moscow to St. Petersburg was caused by a homemade bomb made of TNT planted on the tracks. The blast blew a 5-foot hole in one of the carriages of the train. Some government officials say they suspect Islamist militants. Russia has experienced train bombings in the past. In 2007, two men from Chechnya were detained in the bombing of another Nevsky Express. The Moscow-St. Petersburg train line is very popular among businessmen and government officials. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Police have surrounded a house in Seattle and fired shots at the house where a man sought in the Tacoma coffee shop killings of four police officers may be hiding. The widely spaced, deliberate gunfire followed negotiators' use of loudspeakers and explosions to prod Maurice Clemens into surrendering. Authorities in the region have been seeking Clemens in yesterday morning shooting of four Lakewood officers about 30 miles from the Seattle house. There's been no audible response from the house. United Arab Emirates stocks took a dive today as investors waited for clarity on Dubai's plan to delay repaying billions of dollars in debt and government word on how it would deal with the crisis that has shaken global markets. Stocks did steady eventually after the United Arab Emirates central bank promised additional liquidity to local banks. Also, an official in Dubai's oil-exporting neighbor Abu Dhabi said it would offer selective support to Dubai firms. Nearly every market in Asia turned higher today. In Tokyo, Japan's Nikkei average rose by 264 points. This is NPR News. People who chose not to fight Black Friday crowds will have a less chaotic shopping option today. They'll be shopping online today on what's come to be called Cyber Monday. Danielle Carson reports.
Some 85 million online shoppers will scroll through one website after another today, looking for special bargains. Retailers won't disappoint them. Scott Silverman heads shop.org.
9 out of 10 are going to be offering a special promotion on Cyber Monday. It could be a one-day sale, free shipping on everything they buy.
Online shoppers spent almost $850 million on Cyber Monday last year. With many people worried about their jobs and shrinking bank accounts, Silverman expects more will shop online this year.
Online retail is pretty well situated for the economic conditions, primarily because people see the internet as a place to save money and find the best prices.
In a recent survey, more than a third said they're setting aside half their holiday budget for online purchases. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Muslim groups around the world are criticizing the decision by Swiss voters to ban the construction of minarets, the towers on mosques. The head of one Muslim group in Europe called it a sad day for religious freedom. Muslim groups are calling the vote biased and anti-Islamic. Some business groups in Switzerland say that the vote hurts Switzerland's international standing and could damage relations with Muslim nations and wealthy investors who bank, travel, and shop there. The vote is the strongest reaction yet in Europe to anxieties about growing Muslim minorities. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.